Okay, this is interviewing Pat Palmer on 9th March, 77. Okay, you've told me that in your thesis and also in the Tertian Interstellar volume, you have your version of the history. Mm-hmm. And also that in 46, Reber and Greenstein have a paper in some journal that has small in size.
Yes, probably PASP.
Considering the background radiation is possibly due to line radiation. Was it recombination line specifically?
Well, they were just trying to explain the background radiation, and they went through, they just listed the recombination.
I see, yes.
And quickly concluded that there was nowhere near enough energy to do it.
And then in 52 was Weil's paper, and then in 58 the Russians tried...
Actually looked.
You know, at what frequency was it?
Near 327 megahertz, near the deuterium frequency.
But this was not published until...
In the 60s.
Until the 60s in a Russian journal that's not translated.
Yeah.
And the people you say are mentioned in the...
Tegarova, yeah. That yeah. Was the first time.
And then 59 was the Kardashev article.
Yeah. And that caused more people to work. As far as I know, during that time... Various people looked. I've heard stories, which are not true. The Australians tried looking, but they calculated the formula from the frequency from the approximate formula. So they were looking at the wrong frequency.
Frank Gardner told me that when I interviewed him. He said they were exactly in between the lines.
So that is confirmed. That's good. And then Metzger and his co-workers attempted to look at Bach in about 62.
With the 25-meter dish.
Yeah. And it's not clear from the German exactly what happened. They say the observations had to be given up, which I assume means they started.
Yeah.
There may mean the plan had to be given up. Just in that AMWW thing.
So they don't give any upper limits?
No. No, there's
and where is this
no
published?
Spectra, no upper limits.
Is that Zeitschrift?
No, well, it's out and off Metzger, Winter, and Westerhout. And I don't remember the reference, but Metzger gives it in all of his early papers. It lists a lot of sources, AMWW sources.
Oh, yes. And that comes from there.
Yeah. It's published in German.
But and they have a little, I guess, a section of the paper that has to do with looking for recombination lines?
It's just a sentence almost.
Oh, okay.
Stuck in
there. Well, I'll get this straight.
They're just saying that the observations had to be given up. And then the Russians started looking, and apparently in 63.
In 63 was the first detection, and that was in a Russian equivalent of the Smithsonian circulars, you say.
So that... And those have very fast publication times, so those were known and very fast, although not very widely known because most people don't read them.
Yeah. And in 64, it was reported at the Hamburg meeting.
After probably at least two astronomical circulars by two different groups. Two different groups, I think, reported at Hamburg.
But now I've gotten the impression from some people that this was not generally believed in the West. They sort of looked at it and said, oh, poo-poo it.
Yeah, and looking at the quality of the spectra, you can see it's questionable. But I don't think they had any people or any good reason not to believe it. It's just, I think it just, the whole thing just failed to stir up any interest because the detections were so marginal that it didn't look like they were very useful for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one really thought much about it except Metzger, who kept trying. I think he had one try in the 85 telescope.
Yeah, Greenbank.
64 or so. Yeah, 64. And then early 65, so he detected the lines.
And this is Metzger and Hoagland.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there was no one else in the States that was trying at this time?
No. Mm-hmm. Hmm. As far as I know, nobody else is thinking about such things.
And where do you come into the picture?
Well, in 65, as soon as it was known that Metzger and Hoagland detected this, Lilly immediately wanted to look at the recombination lines. And he, and then had us use the 18 centimeter maser out at Agassiz Station and detected, I forgot, two or three lines of the famous Menzel et al. Paper. Because Lilly invited Menzel to participate.
I see.
To everyone's regret later on.
And then from that point on, of course, it's...
I wasn't involved at that time, because I was working on observations of Mars and OH and such. But I was around when they were observing. Ben was involved in the first famous Menzel et al.
That's right, that's right.
And then after that, we observed at 21 centimeters with the maser, Ben and I, in which we introduced the notation.
Would it not have been easily possible to detect high-frequency lines in the late 50s? Say at NRL, or you know, people that had good microwave
I don't
receivers?
Think the receivers are really that good.
Not even for a 5% line to continuum?
I don't think so, because I know Metzger tried very hard in the 85-foot telescope, and it just couldn't get it. Detection.
Well, I guess that's true. If that was in 64,
after
and he couldn't even do it then.
He got very excited because he'd been interested for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just sort of got thwarted at every turn trying to be first.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That finishes the interview with Pat Palmer on 9th March, 73.